So, yeah, eyewitnesses are vital. They are crucial. They are critical. Because anybody can stand up and say, well, God told me this. But when all of these people say the same thing and are willing to die rather than renounce it, that speaks volumes. You can kill me. I will not renounce what I said I saw. Because it's real and it's true. Praise God. The New Testament, written by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other eyewitnesses. Now, some of you will say, wait a minute, John. Wait a minute, D'Souza. What about Mark and Luke? What about Mark and Luke? I really like that Harley shirt. What about Mark and Luke? Mark and Luke were not around with Jesus when he was going around preaching and doing miracles and all that. We got the Gospel of Mark. We got the Gospel of Luke. We got the book of Acts. What about that? They weren't eyewitnesses. Well, first of all, Mark in the Bible is mentioned prominently in the book of Acts. In other words, the narrative of what the apostles did after Jesus rose from the dead and ascended up to heaven. Mark is mentioned prominently in there. He traveled with Paul. He traveled with Barnabas. He traveled extensively and did much ministry. He's mentioned in all the other epistles. So in one sense, he witnessed firsthand exactly what the Lord was doing through his apostles, through the ones who were there when the Lord was walking on this earth. He traveled with Peter. In fact, the Gospel of Mark could almost be called the Gospel of Peter because Mark got pretty much all of his information from Peter, and that's what he wrote down in the Gospel. So even though it says the Gospel according to Mark, it is in essence the information given to him by Peter, who was with the Lord in his lifetime here on earth. Now, that's Mark. What about Luke? Well, Luke not only wrote the Gospel of Luke, but he also wrote the book of Acts, and he traveled extensively with Paul. He witnessed and experienced firsthand much of what is written in the book of Acts. In fact, when you look at it, many of the places in the book of Acts, instead of saying they did this and they did that, it says we did this and we did that, because he was right there. He was an eyewitness, and he knew the apostles intimately. He was with them through thick and thin when many of them were thrown in jail, thrown in prison for preaching the gospel. He was there ministering to them, taking correspondence back and forth. Often said it's a good thing, you know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, had Luke, who was a doctor, traveling with them, because as many times as he got beat to a pulp for the gospel, he might not have made it to the end if he didn't have a doctor right next to him. Praise God. And so we have this guy, Luke, who is, by the way, a doctor, a physician, and also a historian, and he is very detail-oriented. You look at the Gospel of Luke, it has details that so many of them don't have because he was so meticulous. And in fact, if you look at the Gospel of Luke, this is what he said in the opening. He was writing to a guy named Theophilus. And he wanted to make sure this guy didn't think he was just, you know, forwarding the email that somebody forwarded to him that was forwarded to them by some guy who forwarded to three other people. You gotten those before? He wants him to know this is no urban legend. This is not a forwarded email. This is the real deal. And so this is what he says to Theophilus, Luke 1:1-4. He says, many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were what? Eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, in other words, from the very source, I didn't take so-and-so's word that this guy said it and that guy said it like it was hearsay. I went to the source and asked the horse, give me the answer that you endorse. What happened? I'm showing my age. Since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, it seemed good also to me to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things that you have been taught. And in essence, Luke is saying that to you and to me, that he wrote these things, that he investigated them meticulously, so that you and you and you and me can know the certainty of what he has written. We are able to risk our very soul upon these words. Praise God. He gives specific details. Bodhi Bakum says, he says here it was his goal to write an accurate account, a historical biography, not to entertain, not to create a movement, but to create an accurate historical account so that you could know you could depend on it. It's not an urban legend. Now, what is an urban legend? It's that stuff you see that you get an email all the time that says, there was a scuba diver found in a tree. It's because he got sucked into a jet engine and, you know, all this kind of stuff. Or something like that. I don't know. But just to show you, just to show you how different Scripture is from some of the stuff that circulates around these urban legends, we're going to actually take a very popular urban legend, okay? And we're going to compare it to the Gospel of Luke, just to show a contrast, okay? Now, I almost hate to do this because I've gotten this from so many people so many times, and God bless them. And it is kind of, you know, an inspiring kind of a story, but we're going to see the difference. How many of you guys ever heard the story? Oh, I'm going to hate this in the morning. How many of you guys ever heard the story about a professor who drops a piece of chalk? Raise your hand high. Okay, you guys know what I'm talking about. Okay, this is classic urban legend. The story basically goes like this. And this is circulated by Christians, well-meaning Christians, and I'm not putting them down. It's inspiring. It's kind of motivating. Thank God for these guys who forward this. But the story goes, there's this atheist professor in the University of Southern California. That's the one fact, or the one thing that they purport to be fact. Atheist professor at the University of Southern California, known for being an intimidating guy. The students were scared to death of him because he was such a daunting, imposing kind of a figure. So knowledgeable, so aggressive. And he made it his goal every year to prove that there was no such thing as God. And he would teach his entire semester all towards that one goal, to convince his students that there was no such thing as God. And what he would do on the last day of class, after going through all that, he says, is there anybody here who still believes in Jesus? And then he would take a piece of chalk and he said, if there really was such a thing as God, if there was really a God, then when I drop this piece of chalk, he could stop it before it hits the ground and make sure it doesn't break. Couldn't God do that? If God made the universe, couldn't he stop this piece of chalk from hitting the ground? And nobody dared say anything. What could they say? And then he would drop the chalk and it would break on the ground. And he'd walk off. Of course, the only thing he proved that God is that God isn't a trick show dog that does things on demand from atheists in order to prove himself. God is not that insecure. There will come a time when God will say to the atheist, okay, now you're on trial. But anyway, that's how the urban legend goes. And supposedly, one year, there's a student who comes to class, and as the guy is making his presentation on the last day, the guy prays about it, and the guy says, is there anybody here who still believes in Jesus? And the student stands up, and the professor says, you fool! And he says, if there was such a thing as God, he could, when I drop this chalk, he could stop it so that it wouldn't shatter on the floor. And somehow, at that moment, he mishandles the chalk, and it rolls off and bounces off his shirt cuff, and then hits the pleat of his pants and rolls down his leg and onto his shoe and onto the floor without breaking. And according to this urban legend email, the professor then just goes like totally wide-eyed and runs out of the room in fear. And the student goes forward and shares the gospel with the class of 300 students. Okay? Cool story. I mean, you know, cool. But, but. Let's look at I've taken some actual sentences out of the actual email that circulates around. Here's the opening sentence of this. It says, now, watch carefully. The following is a true story that happened just a few years ago at USC. When did this happen?
I don't know, but I read it today a few years ago at one time, but if I read it a couple of years ago, a few years ago, a different time. If I read it a few years in the future, a few years ago, it's still another time.
The copy of the email, which I have no idea how old it was at that time, the copy of email that was put on display at this Urban Legend website was dated 1999. I have no long idea how long it had been circulating before that. So right off the bat, that was 10 years ago. We have no idea when this happened. There is no date. There is no year. Okay? It does say USC. That's about the only real info we have. Second sentence. Look closely. There was a professor of philosophy who was a deeply committed atheist. Say that.
No name.
No name. There was a guy. He was a professor of philosophy. You're right. You're right. Now, I think as you go down in the thing, they use like the pronoun, but yeah. There was a professor, okay? How about this, farther down? Well, a few years ago, there was a freshman who happened to enroll. I guess he couldn't be a freshman unless he did enroll. I think I'll enroll. What the heck? I'm a freshman. I might as well, matriculate. What's missing? Name. Date? Yeah, when? A few years ago. Who, where, and when? Names, date, places. Names, dates, places. When you get these emails, the first thing you ought to look for is names, dates, and places. Okay? Now, let's compare that to the Gospel of Luke when he's describing the ministry of John the Baptist. Check out what Luke says.